brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last hour, we got into MySpace censoring anti-war websites and PrisonPlanet.com. Bush homosexual allegations resurface in new book. And I'm going to get more into that later, but I also want to cover what's happening financially in the news. Oh, did we get Dean Puckert on? I forgot to tell you that, John. Fantastic. Let's go ahead and get that guest on. He is over in the United Kingdom. He got arrested with me for just videotaping there in England. He came over from England. He got arrested in New York City for just videotaping the police arresting me for basically no reason. So I thought we'd have him pop in and tell that story, what it was like being in the jail, and basically as a look back, because I wanted to have this on record historically for what developed up in New York City a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I guess I was arrested more than 2 weeks ago now, but left New York about a week and a half ago. Also, we've got Lucas Grader coming on. He's a local Austin filmmaker. And he went out and asked four questions of Austinites, basic questions about who's the vice president, who's the defense secretary, what's the First Amendment, and most of them, many of them, couldn't answer those basic questions, showing how ultra-massive the dumbing down in the society has become. Also, last hour, we got into how President Bush is quietly advising Hillary Clinton, and how that ties into the staged presidency and how they just pass the baton amongst themselves. They're all on the same relay team. But right now, Dean Puckert, and we appreciate Dean coming on the show. Dean, for those that don't know you, I mean, I met you out in New York. You're from England, you and your partner. But tell folks a little bit about yourself before we go to break, and we'll come back and tell the story of what happened.
Okay. Good to see you again, Alex. Basically we're a British film crew making a documentary about the 9/11 truth movement called The Elephant in the Room. And we went out to New York to basically cover the Let's Make History event, We Are Change event, and ended up getting arrested with you, basically. And that's the story, I suppose. It was an incredible event, and a lot of incredible people, and got some amazing footage.
I bet it is. Have you been contacted by Discovery? They want me to give them my footage, and I'm happy to give them the footage of the protest. I mean, they got the arrest on tape, but they want the footage where we're all out there demonstrating, and I got to dig through my stuff and send it to them. But you might want to see about giving your footage to them just so you're better represented when it shows you being arrested. And again, I knew History Channel was a hit piece. This Discovery piece is by a director I'm actually a fan of, and I'm not a fan of many people. He's made a bunch of top films, and so you might want to give him that footage, but that's a side issue.
Well, I mean, if they contact me, all you can see, really, is I've got you in the shot, and you're getting led away, and then you just see this kind of chief, and he goes, right, get these two, like that, and then you just see my camera go, and get kind of knocked out of my hand.
No, I figured that might be an angle they'd want, but also the main footage is the people chanting surrounding the jail. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was crazy, wasn't it, when we were inside and we just heard them all.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. We're gonna break, and I wanna just give you the floor for a few minutes when we get back.
To walk through.
We show up down there at the recruiting center in Times Square, then we go, we march down, we confront Geraldo Rivera, which was a target of opportunity. It just popped up, as targets generally do in the info war, without you knowing, just out of the blue. And then your arrest, my arrest, I guess from your perspective, did you see them assaulting the Discovery Channel crew and other crews? They knocked Rob Jacobson, my cameraman, down on the ground. I want to walk through all that and then what it was like in the jail. And really it was historical, the people surrounding the precinct, the 1013, and chanting for our release. It's all coming up with Dean Puckett, British filmmaker, joining us from London. And then he'll be with us for just the next segment. We appreciate him coming on. Then I'm going to get to your calls and all the other news. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September, 2007.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, all the time I'm not thinking. I've got this British filmmaker got arrested, and I'm saying, hey, Dean Puckett, if you've got a good angle of the protesters outside on video, you want to give that to the media. But he was arrested inside. My brain is completely out of it, folks. There's so much stuff to talk about and think about. He got arrested with me, and I believe his cohort got arrested as well. I don't know, it's all a haze now, and so that's why I wanted to get his perspective on everything that happened. He's making a 9/11 film about the 9/11 truth movement. So am I, small world. And he was there 2 weeks ago in New York on that Saturday night when all this came down. So I wanted to get him on with his unique perspective, and he's now back in England so he can do that. Dean, walk through what you saw, what you witnessed that night, and then how you got arrested and what exactly happened inside.
Okay, well, let me give you a little bit of background about how I ended up being there as well, because it kind of adds to the story a bit. But for the last 6 months, I've been making this documentary about the 9/11 truth movement. It was meant to be a totally impartial film, you know, just showing it for what it is. I watched Loose Change. I wasn't 100% sure. Then I watched the BBC Conspiracy Files show, and I was like, you know, what is this all about? I'm a filmmaker. I'm going to make my own thing. It's impartial. It's not biased. And, you know, in the last sort of five months, I went across Europe with William Rodriguez. I've been filming Cynthia McKinney in London, to name but two. Annie Michon, the ex-MI5 whistleblower. And on the plane over here, I was saying to my co-producer Sam and Jethro, wouldn't it be great if we could get an interview with Alex Jones? And then, obviously, I ended up selling, basically sharing a jail cell with you. So it was quite crazy. But, I mean, on the night, well, you know, you turned up and obviously got them all going. And, yeah, we did a circle, didn't we, of Times Square. We were all kind of, I was walking backwards, just, it was mad. The shots were amazing. It was really exciting, chanting, you know, 9/11 was an inside job the whole way around.
And they had a street fair, so as we marched down there, it's red skies in the background as the sun sets with all these flashing jumbotrons and neon and prostitutes everywhere and piles of trash, huge heaps of trash and garbage all over the streets. Talk about apocalyptic trash trucks driving by, Discovery Channel filming us, hundreds of cameras are out there. I'm talking about how it's like Soylent Green. And then we start bullhorning. Well, we didn't have the bullhorn yet. We start chanting at the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiters. Center, yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it was exactly. It was like being in a film. And for me, obviously, from London, all the films were shot in New York anyway, so I actually felt like I was in a film. It was crazy. So we walked around, and then I think somebody found out Geraldo was doing a newscast, and we stopped. Do you remember when we walked past also like some kind of event for police officers or something like that? And they were going, get a job. And
they assaulted, they assaulted Aaron. That's up on YouTube now. But,
really?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess you stayed with the crowd. Aaron got stuck behind with him, and they, like, punched on him and hit on him and broke the camera for about 5 minutes.
I don't know why people are so threatened, you know. But anyway, so, yeah, then we got to Geraldo, and you just got a little bit bullhorn happy. They were shouting. It was amazing. You hijacked the show completely. He didn't know what to do. He's talking about some stupid...
And we walk up, there's all these women scantily clad as their anchors, and I go, it looks like they're prostitutes, and it turns out a top porn star was one of the women, and Geraldo's strumpeting around with his big mustache, pretty boy, saying that we're gay bathroom sex people. Walk through all that.
Yeah, so we're all shouting at them. He's kind of looking a little bit uncomfortable, shiftily, and I think when he went to an ad break, he starts, you know, scratching his nose, giving us all the finger. You've got to remember as well that my whole perspective is just through the little screen on the Z1, so I'm always on you, and you're shouting, and you get the bullhorn, and obviously you're calling him Geraldo, and, you know, it's like you're addicted to that thing. You're really giving it to him big time. And then, I turn around, and they're slapping, I can't remember, I didn't see exactly what happened, but they're slapping the cuffs on you. And obviously I'm like, well, I just want to get a great shot of him, you know, getting put into the car. So I run around the front, and I'm walking backwards as you're getting led towards the car. And I think I must have walked into one of the police officers or something like that, and then on the camera you just see one of the officers.
No, you didn't. I saw when it happened. They just attacked you. They didn't want cameras on them.
No, well, exactly. It was just, he literally just pointed, you see on my footage, and you'll see in the film as well, he just said, get these two, and then you just see my camera go, and if you watch closely on the clip, you can see my co-producer, Soundman Jethro, his boom, because we're connected to each other via a wire, but they don't know. They just grabbed our arms, pulled them back, you know, cuffed us up, and as they did that, the wire kind of got pulled, and the boom just swings around and hits one of them in the face. And they're going, you know, are you connected? I mean, it was crazy. I was going, are you connected? And me and Jeffrey just had this one moment of, like, we just looked at each other. We're standing in New York, and we just got arrested. We were like, I cannot believe this. And then they kind of bundled us into the back of this Jeep. And as they bundled me in, my hands in the... Because they put those cuffs on really tight. And as they put me in, my hands were twisted in the wrong direction in them. And I was like, ah, like that. And then the guy turned around, and he basically swore at me. He was going, shut the... F up on this journey. Shut the F up on this journey, like that in my face. I felt really threatened, like he was going to punch me at pretty much at any moment. And then, I just shut up. He was going, I'm 4 years away from retirement. Your guys are running towards trouble. I'm running away from trouble. He's like, what is this, a peace march? There's always going to be wars and all this. And I was like, okay, whatever. It was like, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what they do. They scream and yell and tell you you're bad for your free speech, but then you're not allowed to talk back because they think it's all the Marine Corps and that you've signed up for drill camp. But expanding on that, what I was seeing as they were arresting me, Rob Jacobson was videotaping. The head cop knocks him down. He gets back up. He hits him again in the shoulder, this time punches him, knocks my camera guy on the ground. Then the Discovery Channel, staying back, they run over and assault the French camera guy, Etienne, knocking him down. He falls down with a $100,000 camera in his hand, jumps back up, starts filming again in this huge high-def, you know, I mean, again, just the lens, he says, like 80 grand, knocks him back down to the ground. And then they're just going wild, attacking the crowd. It was a police riot. They walk up. They say, get off the bullhorn. I get off the bullhorn. They say, put him in cuffs. And then they just drag me off. And it was just, again, an attack on free speech.
Well, the moment for me, which was the most surreal. I mean, you know, I've been researching this for over a year. All these issues. I've been making this film for 6 months. And obviously, I'm aware of you and what you do. And you know, I'm standing with my friend Jethro. And all of a sudden, they lead you in. And all three of us are standing there in front of the bar in cuffs. And they're kind of processing our stuff, going through all of our
wallets. That's inside the police station. Describe this.
Inside the station.
We're like a 100-year-old police station, and we're in there with these cops in their third-world police uniforms.
Yeah.
Keep going.
It was incredibly surreal for me. You just kind of looked over me like, hey, guys. And I was just like, this is so mad. It's like, I came out here trying to get an interview with him, and I've ended up being arrested with Alex Jones. But then they kind of, I mean, I'm not a hard man. I'm not going to pretend I was, like, really cool, like, hey, you know, get you, copper. I was really genuinely crapping myself. I was hyperventilating. I'm not very good with small spaces and, you know, having my arms tied behind my back. Anyway, so then they take me through this big kind of door, and it's like, you know, they open it up, they lead me through, and, I mean, Alex, the cells were horrible, weren't they? They were just like brown all over the walls, like water on the floors. They basically had a drinking, this was the most disturbing thing, it was like a toilet, and then the drinking fountain was on top of the system. So I don't know what water you were drinking, but it was like basically the same water that was going through the toilet.
I mean, the cell they put me in had an overflowing toilet and crap everywhere. It was not fun, you know.
No, it wasn't fun. And then you didn't stop though, Alex. I've got to give it to you, man. You didn't change. You came in and you were basically telling those two black guys that have been arrested for marijuana about how the government had administered aid and stuff like that. You just kept on, man. Even though when they led you into your cell, you were still trying to spread the word. So it was incredibly strange, I've got to say. But, you know, I mean, I started off making this film as a totally impartial thing, and now I've become a member of the We Are Change in the UK, a group we started up around a month ago because we got a little bit sick of kind of people in halls arguing about the minutiae of
the fact. Have you started a website yet?
Yeah, it's wearechange.org.uk. It's, I think it's in production at the moment. Also, you can go to myspace.com/ The Elephant in the Room for updates about what I've been doing. There's going to be a new clip coming out. I don't know if you saw him at the event, but Kevin McPatton, I spent a day filming him. He's the first responder.
Yes, we interviewed him too.
Yeah.
Expanding on that, you know, just in closing, then they told me that I'd probably be there till Monday morning when judges came. And then all of a sudden we hear the chanting, the people all surrounding. I mean, to hear people chanting, let him go, let him go. I mean, that is like right out of the movies.
It was, wasn't it? It was, in a way, it was mixed emotions that I heard that. Because, you know, they're going, let him go, let him go. And I was like, oh, this is either going to mean one of two things. We're either going to be in here definitely overnight, or they're going to let us out quickly.
But then the captain comes back and he goes, all right, who are you?
Yeah.
What is going on? We're getting you out of here.
He was like, who are you? You know, and then you were like, just look me up on the internet. I'm going, you haven't got your wallet on you. But you were just like, look, just type in Alex Jones and you'll see me on the internet, you know.
Because they wanted ID, and then they basically did let me out without ID, but then they went out and found my ID outside. And because for some reason, I had this wallet in my back pocket, and then I just had so much stuff on me, I gave it to somebody to carry and put in their backpack, because I don't like having keys and wallet and plane tickets and money in my pockets.
Hmm.
But it was amazing. Well, listen, Dean, as it develops, we will certainly have you back on the show.
Yeah, that'd be great. Can I just put in one little plug, which is the We Are Change. The We Are Change UK guys, we've got a radio show starting on Sunday on Resonance FM. It's 104.4 FM in London. It's on Sunday between 6 and 7. And also you can get the podcast of it, wearechange.org.uk. And next week I'll be doing a section about my experience in New York.
Well, that's exciting. That's exciting, my friend. Thank you. And let me see the film when it comes out. Maybe we'll carry it. Dean, thank you for being there with me in jail, and I was there with you, and it was a good meeting you, my friend.
You too, Alex. Take care. I'll speak to you soon.
You bet. We'll see you. All right. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into more of the news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
I'm gonna leave you.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 25th, 2007, gold 727.20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $749.90, $369.80 for half, $184.90 for quarter. That's $749.90, $369.80, and $184.90. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
If we put all the evidence of President Bush being a pervert into this article, it'd be 1,000 pages long. If we put all the evidence of the Republican Party having some type of weird rite of passage. And by pervert, regardless of the type of sex someone's having, sex in coffins with other men, women, piles of manure, urinating on each other. I hate to have to get into all this, but that's admittedly what goes on at Skull and Bones. And then all these Republicans being caught in bathrooms and being caught trying to have sex with five-year-old children and being caught trying to pick up other children and all these Homeland Security deputy heads. I mean, who else do you think you're going to get that's going to carry out terror attacks? They're totally compromised. They're totally selfish, extremely hyper-worldly people. That's who the New World Order has as their minions. And we've got this article, Bush Homosexual Allegations Resurface in New Book, by Miss McConnell, releases tell-all memoirs. Allegations that George W. Bush performed a homosexual act on current U.S. Ambassador to Poland, Victor Ash, in the mid-1980s, have resurfaced in the tell-all memoir of a woman who first made the claim. Leola McConnell, former Liberal Democrat candidate for governor of Nevada and one-time prostitute for hire, was met with deafening silence on behalf of the majority of the corporate media last year when she sensationally alleged that Bush and Ash regularly hired bisexual men for secret sex sessions in the 1980s when Bush was a private citizen. And then she goes through it all. And see, this stuff is so dangerous that I can really tell, I mean, even talking about it's flirting with death. And I'm not flirting with death. I mean, frankly, at a certain point, you don't want to believe this is going on. But Dyne Corr and Halliburton have been caught in giant child and, of course, full-grown adult female kidnapping rings, mainstream news. I mean, it goes back over and over again. Every couple of years it pops up, going back into the mid-'80s with underage call boy scandal. The credit card receipts, the Washington Times, admittedly. I mean, we're talking about 15-year-old call boys. Same thing with Barney Frank running the whorehouse out of his three-story townhome. And he gets up and says, hey, I'm giving you a press conference. Anybody bust me, anybody takes me to jail, I'm going to start naming names. Now back off. And that was because local cops found out and busted him, did their job, and higher up said, no, you're not going to do it. I mean, it's hard to believe how rampant this stuff is because normal people are not involved in this. But what do you know about Rome? I don't watch a lot of television, but I did buy on DVD both the first and last Rome series on HBO because it's very accurate, other than a few things they do with the story, personalizing the two Roman centurions who are the heroes of the, or kind of the thread. Very accurate. And, I mean, it was just killing their neighbors, stabbing, intrigues, poisoning. By the time it was started declining, right around the time of Julius Caesar, took another 400 years to fall. 410, so I guess 450 years, when Alaric the Visigoth chieftain sacked Rome. But side issue, that's history. I mean, that's what went on. And then in Rome, it was weird sex cults were always vying for control. And then, of course, Caligula later, many generations after Caesar, the bestiality cult was dominant in the elite at that time, so he married his horse, kicked the Senate out, and then they would have the, this is just history, this is mainline history, they would have the priest then in the Senate read the horse manure. You've heard of reading tea leaves, reading the bones, reading the dice, reading the crystal ball, portends, staring, you know, the quackery, kookdom, magical thinking. I mean, it was just, reading manure, sex with horses in public, running around insane. Now, 100 years before Caligula, 200 years before Caligula, you were involved in stuff like that, they'd kill you. It was illegal. Rome was extremely pious. It was Spartan without the gay sex. I mean, the men would sleep without much covers just to be strong. They would eat raw foods. They worked 15, 16 hours a day. That built Rome, and then, that was the no-no, so then that became the delicacy. It's the same thing today, folks. And Jeff Gannon in the White House hundreds of times after midnight, gay madam. I mean, a bunch of people in that White House are using these whores.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know. The air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You found it!
I'm as bad as hell! I don't want to take this anymore!
You found it, my friends. The front line. The very front line, the very tip of the spear in the info war. I salute you for joining us. Now let's get informed. Let's get focused. Let's take action. Let's not wait for orders from the headquarters. Let's start pulling the New World Order down. Brick by brick. I want you to get in the streets, and I want you to demonstrate against them taking people's farms and ranches under the guise of fake environmentalism. And I want you to get in the streets, and I want you to demonstrate against real environmental crises like wild cross-species chimera engineering and genetically modified food, over 75% of the food on the store shelves. And I want you to get out there and say, we want the BATF disbanded. And we don't want any gun control laws. We want the people to be able to defend ourselves from the criminals. And we want these America-hating illegal aliens kicked out of this country right now! Ah! Ah! Yes! First, you've got to get mad. We can take down this New World Order, but we got to stay focused and not let them get us in fighting the rest of it. You know, I haven't taken the bait. I'm going to go to your calls in a minute and get into the news. I haven't taken the bait. About a year ago, I got this call from someone I never have trusted. And they said, Alex, you got to go on air. You got to expose these no plane people that say no planes at the World Trade Centers, and they were holograms projected out of a Mickey Mouse lunchbox. You've got to go on air and you've got to expose the space beam people that say particle beams from space blew up the World Trade Centers. It's disinfo. It's discrediting our movement. And I said, if I go on air and I start spending my time discrediting that, it's going to give it attention. And people are going to go look at it and it's going to become a major issue. Well, that very individual I've heard on air saying space beams did it, saying no planes hit. I've heard wall-to-wall Ron Paul attacking out of a whole camp of people, and I saw him do it simultaneously, calling him a fascist, saying he's a racist, saying he represents evil. I've seen it out of a whole camp, and it frankly freaked me out to see them all activate at once and to reveal themselves as honest-to-goodness, real-deal operatives. And they shouldn't have all done it. And there's a couple hundred other key points here. But it hit me like a ton of bricks. It was part of the reason I was so depressed last night. And this dog I love. I'm not trying to get your sympathy. I'm just telling you why. You know, you love a dog. It makes you think of how you're going to die, how your family's going to die, we're all going to die one time or another. And you think everybody else you know that's died. And you think about, should I put the dog down or put it through chemotherapy, which 80% of the time doesn't work and it tortures the dog. And then I just think about, you know, it clicks, and I'm like, man, I made the decision not to counter these people, and now it's grown. And now they've got government-funded disinfo films out, which in the media will use to discredit us. And but at the same time, I see all the success we're having, and I just want the New World Order to know something right now. You'll never take away from Ron Paul, no matter what happens to him, that he did the right thing, and that he's borne great fruit for over 30 years, and every ounce of his action, and every bit of my discernment, and everything about me tells me I know he's the real McCoy. And good. And I know he's a good man, and he cares about people, and he's got a system that's based on the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and for people with no evidence to lie about him is despicable. But what do you expect from these people? Government agents and their quacking followers that repeat and parrot what they say, in many cases unknowingly. And you're not going to defeat us. You can censor me all day long. You can attack the sites that only made us stronger. You can delete everything off Dig and off MySpace and off Wikipedia. You're not going to stop the truth. You have a 10% approval rating government. You are criminals. The jig is up. People know what you are now. You may have over half the public dumbed down zombies who don't know what day of the week it is and don't even know who their grandfather was and who don't know how many continents there are and don't know that Iranians are Persian and don't know anything. But let me tell you, 30% or so, it could be more, but I could say 30% know there's a world government, know there's a tyrannical elite, and 10% of that 30%, or 10% of the total, is really aware, hardcore aware, and the rest of that other 20% or so are in the process of waking up right now, and we're in the process of waking them up. And I just want every one of you out there to know the New World Order is on the ropes. They're in trouble. And it's so important that this doesn't fall on deaf ears. If you've got Terror Storm, or you've got martial law, or order of death, or you've taped my local TV show, or you can download them on prisonplanet.tv, I want you in there aggressively to be part of this revolution for survival. That's all it is. This is a forced revolution against the usurpers. They overthrew our government. They took it over. We're restorationists. But we have to revolt to overthrow their current system. And I want that to be peaceful. And when the enemy makes it physical, which they will do, they will throw a fit. They know they're losing. At least enough people will be awake then that once they start the fight, we can literally mop the floor with them. All right? It could be quick. A Ceausescu-type situation or what happened in Poland. There have been many revolutions, or what happened in Algeria. And I'm telling you right now, folks, that's why they're putting in the control grid. When you see a government cynically putting in a Pentagon-designed surveillance tracking grid of the citizens and saying it's for a revolt, and funding, revolt funding, to suppress the public, what do you think the government was planning years ago when they built this apparatchik? And said they had to have it fully in place by the fall of 2007 in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And I'm not saying they're going to pull the trigger this fall, but I'm telling you, they said it had to be fully in place. It is in place. But it's made up of a wet paper bag. It's intimidation. It's the man behind the curtain. And by what happened in Algeria, I had read about what happened in Algeria. I'd never seen the battle for Algiers, that's the capital city of Algeria. They're on the Mediterranean, big Arabic nation, French colony. It wasn't the violence at the beginning that caused the French to have to leave. It was when the mass of people finally just quit going along with it. It was when the mass knew, it was when 90% knew the French government was criminal and using them and sucking off of them, and the French just had to leave. See, that's what I want to do. I don't want to hold up in some house in the woods and shoot a bunch of dumb feds who are just complete little power-tripping soldiers who, frankly, are low-grade morons. That doesn't hurt the New World Order. That'll give them martyrs. Believe me, I don't want cops and feds to be hurt. I want them to wake up. And I know some of them are evil and they won't wake up, but a lot of them aren't and can be woken up. Now, I'm not blaming the Browns. Their back is against the wall and they don't have a choice in what they're in. But see, nonviolently, nine people were just found not guilty in a huge multi-million-dollar trial in Las Vegas with 160-something counts. Because the word's out, see, the people, the juries, know it's a fraud, which is why the American Bar Association is trying to get rid of that right now. That's why the American Bar Association itself, for 7 years, since 2000, every year at their annual meeting, calls for ending juries. Because then there's no hope, and the lawyers can just suck off of you and plea bargain you into a pit. Because the juries are judging the facts as well as the case now. See, I'm seeing all these indicators, and believe me, I'm a pessimist. I always try to see the worst possible analysis from our perspective. And by that I mean I don't try to see the New World Order's action as bad as possible. I always underestimate that. I mean, I try to see the road we've got to go as hard as possible. And I'm seeing nothing but good indicators everywhere. I want to go to your calls. I said I'd go to your calls. I got tons of news, too. Got another guest coming up next hour for about 20 minutes. I'm going to play a clip of him going out and talking to Austinites who are completely dumbed down, just to illustrate how far we've fallen. And then I want to play about 5 minutes or so from a clip of a gentleman who went to some of the New World Order meetings back in 92, George Hunt, UN, UNICEF, Earth Summit. And he went to some of these, first learned about it in the late 80s. He was, you know, big environmentalist, big liberal, but successful businessman. And I'm trying to see if he's even still alive. I'm in trouble getting in contact with him. But he went to some of these meetings. And again, I have the documents. I have the official UN documents. I've put them in Endgame. We know this is all true. But it's to hear his perspective being at the meetings about what they're going to do to us. And remember, this is 16 years ago. 16 years ago. So that's all coming up in the next hour as well. If you realize the power that you have individually out there, and if you simply use it with your pocketbook, what you buy, who you support, who you don't support, with talking to your neighbors, there's nothing more powerful than making copies of films. I mean, I'm asking you, get a dual DVD burner. They're maybe $100 at the electronics store, and buy a bunch of blanks, and just make 3 or 4 copies a day. Give them to people. Leave them on police car windows. I don't care. Just get it out to people now, folks. This is life and death. Oh, and I said I'd do this, and then we'll get to your calls. I may have to. The guest is in there in the green room. I'll get him on about 10 after. That way we have time to get to your calls. I said I'd talk about earlier in the last hour. We know they're orchestrating the financial consolidation that's going on right now. They openly brag they are. In the establishment publications and then in the mainline stuff, they tell us how they're saving us. Different conduits of info. But what comes after all this? That's why I'm very unsettled, very vexed, very disquieting. It's because they've done everything they said they'd do. They keep their promises. And next, we're going to see in the next 5 years, the slow decline, deeper, deepening recession with utter mind control, with them announcing on the news that we're in an uptick while everything's falling apart, as they're doing right now. And we're just going to see more and more CPS taking children, ruling over one, social workers ruling over us, probably unless we continue to expose government-sponsored terror. That's why it's such a key thing to attack. They'll stage more terror to oppose the saviors, to expand their control, launching wars against other nations, other third world countries, further demonizing the U.S. name, building the euro up as the world standard. And then next is controlled bioweapon releases that they'll claim some are natural, others they'll claim shadowy terrorist groups released. In the first waves, they plan to kill millions. They may have other preparatory that just kills tens of thousands to create fear, teach you how to be locked down, teach you how to go under quarantine, and then as they've got the preachers, 26,000 of them ready for gun confiscation control, they'll call it civil emergency, then release it. It won't be a big deal. Oh, see, that wasn't so bad. Then have another one. They're kind of Kool-Aid drinking drills is what they have the whole country doing, basically. Getting you used to doing something that isn't bad until they actually drop the hammer. Drop the boom, lower the guillotine. And then at the end of it, just world government orchestrating neo-feudalism in a highly controlled, totally tracked police state where you've got security zones with high technology and security clearances to even access it. Literal physical techno spires. For 10 years I've given that analogy because it's what I've seen in their literature and what they're building. They actually will build, you know, the central cities as physical spires, and then also the technology will be higher and more advanced in those areas. Oh, I'm a member of the elite. I don't get cancer. I had that fixed when I was 5 years old, or I had that fixed in the womb, or I was screened. I was a screened baby. The elite openly say they have to separate themselves fully from us so that they can then enjoy life extension. You think the public's going to put up with elites, and we're talking only 10, 15 years with current technology from them having this, that means they probably already have it suppressed, from people being able to live to be about 140, I mean, if you're 20 years old right now and you're healthy and you end up with hundreds of millions of dollars and wealth and power, you're going to end up being able to live to like 200 folks right now. And then, and if you can live another 100 years, you're not going to die. You understand? Because by then, it's going to be so advanced. And that doesn't even mean you'll still be yourself. But your memories, your data, brain graphs, they've got all, cybernetics, genetic engineering, a lot of the original memories of who you were will be in there. And you will be, quote, an evolved creature, in their words. But I mean, this is it, cyborgs. That's all the elite talk about. I mean, the wealthy, the Hollywood, they all go to these private meetings, thousands of them. But this is all they talk about. This is all they're into. Endgame covers it. Well, think about it. And really, it is a high-tech model of the ancient feudal system where they're in the castle, they're a foot taller, they live 20 years longer, they're healthy, they got all the food and medicines, and you're in a dirt hovel starving to death. See, that's the New World Order.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
All right. Hey, it's not just the callers I haven't been getting to today. I didn't plug my videos in the first hour. Didn't really plug them in the second hour. Not plugging sponsors. It's like pulling teeth to get me to do that because I just want to keep warning you. That's my instinct, is to want to go over all this evidence. And let's go ahead and talk to Lloyd in Canada. Bruce and Dan hung out. Then we'll go to George and Rick. Rich. Lloyd, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Big fan.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk. Have you heard of the Toronto 18?
It rings a bell. Tell me about it.
Well, it happened about a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah, that's the teenagers they delivered the ammonium nitrate to.
Yeah, yeah. What happened, well, actually, an update on their case is their preliminary hearing has been canceled. And they're going straight to trial. And basically, you know, the Crown prosecutor won't say why. They, you know, it is shaky grounds. And, you know, so their preliminary hearing's over. They're going about a year before they actually go to trial.
Well, that's what they do. They arrest these people when it's provocateur. Remember the black guys in Miami who were literally on city welfare? It's how they knew their names. They were black street kids who'd been on the streets since they were like 15. They were Rastafari dope heads. And the FBI came and said, you're Christian fighters. Here's marijuana and $100,000. We're putting you in a warehouse. Wear camouflage. You get more money. Videotape the FBI building and you get another $20,000. And that's all admitted. And then the news said Al-Qaeda was planning to hit every city. They were soldiers, black Americans serving Al-Qaeda. And it turned out they were retarded black street children, literally, low-grade morons, who, and then they had to drop it all, but not before an army of soldiers in uniforms planning to destroy the United States. It's just like the FBI went out and found with the BATF, the Viper motorcycle gang, a group of white trash, toothless meth cookers, and said, that name Viper's perfect, we'll make them a militia. And with money and guns and things, the BATF guy became the head of it, and then they were able to say on the news, Viper militia. They wanted that word. I mean, again, these are called stunts. Anything else, Lloyd?
No, yeah, I just, you know, I 9/11 happened on my first day of high school. And, you know, it was a real eye-opener because it didn't seem right when it happened, what they were telling us.
It's certainly not right, my friend. Thanks for the call. George in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I am calling on behalf of Greg Pound, freeourkids.com.
Yeah, do me a huge favor and turn your radio off.
All right, sorry about that.
I just want to be able to hear you. I want to respect you so you can be heard.
Yes, I'm calling on Greg Pound's behalf, FreeYourKids.com. He was a previous guest of yours.
Yes, we had him on, tried to give him as much support as we could.
Yes, he's in court right now fighting for the life of his family. And I'm trying to get a hold of governor's office, Charlie Crist, who was the Attorney General of Florida at the time when they found these 3,000 kids were missing.
And the woman that took his children to begin with was convicted of lying to send other children, but it doesn't matter. They're still keeping his, what, three children?
Four children. And the fifth child is being hidden with the wife. We don't know where she's at.
Yeah, that's right. He had the baby they had to flee with, yeah.
I'm asking if we can get callers to call the governor's office, tell him back off, give him
You know, the best thing to do is to actually have Mr. Pound back on, because if I just give a phone number out, nothing's going to happen. I appreciate your call, George. I mean, it won't do anything to get our listeners to make calls and take action. We have to, and then thousands of other people are going to call and say, well, make calls for my child. And then no one would listen if it was just a show giving phone numbers out. It's all got to be balanced. I try to expose the child kidnapping. I try to expose the 3,000-plus children Florida took, many of them found dead. You can't make this stuff up. Some flown out to the Saudis to enjoy themselves. It's the pedophile ring, CPS workers. God help us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.